Does Sorcerer's Apprentice spark an interest in science for moviegoers? Listen to Jacob Blickenstaff's review to find out.
I've had The Sorcerer's Apprentice on my list to review since the first time I saw the trailer. Dave, played by Jay Baruchel, is a senior physics major working on Tesla coil experiments at New York University. He pines for Becky, a physics 101 student and late-night DJ for the campus radio station. Early in the film, Dave encounters Balthazar Blake, played by Nicolas Cage, who reveals that Dave is Merlin's heir, and he is the Prime Merlinian, destined to battle the evil witch Morgana to save humankind. Balthazar imprisoned Morgana in the Grimwald hundreds of years earlier, but an evil sorcerer, Horvath, played by Alfred Molina, wants to free her. Before Dave can take on the bad guys, though, he needs to learn some magic from Balthazar, including levitation, conjuring fire, and shooting plasma bolts from his hands.
Everything we do is to protect man.
I'm not a hero. I'm just a physics nerd.
Along the way, Dave demonstrates his science knowledge, and several scenes could be used in a physical science or physics class. Many of the most spectacular effects in the movie are based around Dave's Tesla coils. First, I have to overlook the dubious premise of an undergraduate having access to hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment and unsupervised access to a huge lab space, but the setup is pretty cool. The Tesla coil is named for Nikola Tesla, a 19th century scientist famous for his electrical experiments. A Tesla coil is an AC device capable of generating extremely high voltage with relatively large current, and therefore produces arcs, or long electrical sparks. One way to make sense of voltage and current is to think of a waterfall. The height of the waterfall is like the voltage difference, while the size of the river is like the current. Just as a droplet of water falling from a great height isn't very dangerous, a static shock from dragging your feet across a carpet won't really hurt you. It has a very large voltage difference, but a very small current. On the other hand, a large volume of water can knock a person down, even if it's only falling over a small drop. Similarly, a car battery maintains only a 12-volt difference between the poles, but can produce enough current to be deadly. A Tesla coil can produce voltage differences of 10 to 100,000 volts, with currents that are large enough to be lethal. In The Sorcerer's Apprentice, David sets up his Tesla coil to play a tune for Becky. I initially thought that this was taking science a step beyond the practical. It turns out, however, that the practice is actually old news. You can find a number of videos of singing Tesla coils on YouTube. The frequency of the Tesla coil discharge can be manipulated, changing the pitch heard as the sparks fly. The tones will never be pretty, and they sound a lot like early video game sound effects, but they do actually work. When Dave is showing off his Tesla coil to Becky, they stand inside a chain-link box about the size and shape of a phone booth. This sort of electrically conductive box is called a Faraday cage, and it's used to protect people and sensitive electronics from discharges around a Tesla coil. Electrical current stays on the outside of any conductor, and the electrical field inside a metallic shell is zero. This is why being inside a car is a relatively safe place in an electrical storm. If the car is struck by lightning, the current will stay on the outside and not enter the car. Now, I've written before about how scientists are portrayed in films, noting the mad scientist as a popular stock character, even though they are extremely rare in real life. Dave is a fairly standard representation of a physics major. He's physically weak, has difficulty in social situations, he dresses poorly, and his voice often takes on a rather nasal tone. But he is adorkable. He is genuinely nice to Becky, and he tries hard to become more outgoing through the course of the movie. In the end, his battle with Morgana takes on the troubling stereotypical conflict of masculine science versus feminine witchcraft. Just once, I'd like to see a female science nerd save the world by defeating a powerful warlock. There's plenty in The Sorcerer's Apprentice to generate excitement about electricity in your high school physical science or physics class.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
Let's go. There's more to learn.
Are you insane?